Will, what they done, when he bought it, they filled the thing up completely with shot rock. And then I think Randy and them improved the culvert going underneath the road right there, too. I think, didn't you just put a new pipe in there about that same time or right before that?
Actually, Dylan was working on that there about 06.
Yeah, because we originally brought this before the board and approved the storage units in there. And he just never did build it. And then the working people in Branson's having a hard time finding a place they can afford to live in. Because these motels and stuff are charging $700 a month for a two-bedroom or a one-bedroom place to sleep. And that's what this is going to be for.
Is this the place that had all the storage units?
Yeah, this is where the storage units were going to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's wanting to do is build these and rent them at a reasonable rate to where the working people in Branson can actually have a place to live. They'll have kitchenettes in them and bedroom and everything. It'll be a full living unit.
What price range is he thinking, Eddie?
I didn't ask him that point, but I can. I would assume from what he was talking, be somewhere for $500 to $700 a month for a brand new building like that and everything. And but that's what he's wanting to do there is because there's just not much. You know, a lot of these motels are turned into nightly rentals for working people, and then we recently done a Days End over there off of Green Mountain. It was about a 400 room unit. Motel, and they're going to turn it into the same thing. But that's what they proposed, and I don't think they've started. But I think he's got commitment by people to actually rent this first building this upcoming year if it's approved.
Wait, is he just going to bring in more rock and just pour a slab on top of
the... There's going to have to be quite a bit of engineering done. There's a big pipe that he put in off that drainage off those lots. Kind of sets a drainage. There's not a pointer up here, but there where it says Buttercup Drive, right on that curve, there's a drainage way that comes in right there, and then down at the bottom you see that trailer house there. There's a drainage comes in there, and he's got piping in there for those creeks. And they're going to have to be engineered to make sure that they're adequate. And everything to tie that in, they're going to have to be several storm boxes set and everything, because there's going to have to be something dealt with up there on that culvert so it's not disturbed, and do some retention on the property, too.
Is Treat going to be running the program over there, architect?
Yeah, Treat will be the architect on it. That's who draw this picture.
Yeah, he's going to keep him throughout the project.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be handling the engineering as well.
I don't know who for sure is going to do the engineering at this point.
Okay.
Oh. He hadn't quite went that far. I know that Pete Long with Treat is the one to draw this concept.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie, the site plan doesn't match what's on the screen there.
Well, I didn't look to see what the architect drawed, but it looks like if you get the whole leg up there.
Well, it looks like it's out of proportion.
Yeah. I don't know what they done to it. These architects, we've got a full survey on it. I didn't put this on our drawing. But they go in and, you know, you dealt with them, Doug. They go in and scale things. They don't understand what surveying is.
But I have
see, they got that
west,
neck on so. It there, and then it goes up into that hollow, and that's that piece there.
That's right to me.
Well, this looks like it's a lot bigger, or wider than it is on our.
Well, that's skewed, and I messed with it, and I can only do so much.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would be off the paper. I've had ways of
we didn't send him a CAD file because they still got it on PDF. So he done the best with it he could.
Alright.
Yep. Yeah. On this one it skewed it.
If we'd have drawn it, we'd have sent him a CAD file where he could put it in the system. And that would also be hooked into sewer and water out there, which is their site. And he owns those tier lots there to the south that's open. He owns all those, and it would butt up against all those houses on the north.
Okay, anybody else got any questions for Eddie?
Mm-hmm, good.
You're done talking, Eddie?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. I thought I was joking you. I just want to make sure you're done.
I'm done. I run out of words.
Okay, we'll see you January the 8th. Sounds to me like.
Okay. You have a good evening.
Case number 1745, Bald Knobber Hill Duplexes. Amy Dixon, representatives here. You've seen this one before, not that long ago. It's on the corner of Harp. This is the old Kirbyville School right here. You do approve the duplex, and it's in the process of being built right where that area right here is. This request is to add some additional duplexes. They're requesting to build three more duplexes on the eight lots. If you can see the red lines, you can catch, of course, they've got half of the vacated road here. They have all of this vacated road, and then they have eight separate lots in there, and that's still how it's lotted. And here's a kind of, and it's skewed also. This is the one that's under construction. And then here's their proposed layout. They're going to tear down the existing home that sits right here and then lay these out like this. So if you have any questions, that's all I have on it.
State your name, please.
Amy Dixon Plumley.
Anybody got any questions for Amy?
Yeah, we like it. We thought that one worked well, so we thought we'd put some more.
That doesn't really show a turnaround at the end of the driveway there. Maybe it's just not a complete drawing. I don't know. It looks like there should be some way for a better, maybe a better turnaround there, possibly, you think? Or
yeah, the way this was drawn was we were under the impression that we had to have a separate driveway for each three units.
Okay,
I don't know if that's truly the way it has to be, but right now when you have there's a dark side of the driveway and a light side, that was actually two driveways put together, so that was like 30 foot wide.
Yeah, I've seen them in the past, though, and if you have a circle or something there where you can have an adequate, it will disturb the people in the apartments less, I'll assure you.
Yeah.
You plan on a little cul-de-sac at the end of the road?
So yeah, I don't know how to draw that on our CAD program, but yes, we would make kind of a round area
there
to connect them all up. So
it'd be nice if you could get at least an 80-foot cul-de-sac in there.
Okay.
So people could turn around, and I think everybody would be happier in the end. I mean, that's a suggestion.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else got any questions? Nope. Dave?
I'm good.
Good. See you January 8th.
Thank you.
Case number 1746. This is titled The Tiny Home Nightly Rental. Linda Conrad is the applicant representative. I'll go slideshow on this one to help it just a little. This one is north of Branson. Just off of Bee Creek. This is the Bee Creek Road. Then you have all these roads that go right. Honeysuckle is one of those. Cozy Coves right here. Of course, this is our Home Depot, Target, all that complex, Walmart. But here's the Bee Creek. She actually lives in this home, and the home in question is this tiny home that sits here in the yard. home currently has no water or septic, but she's talked with Kendall about connecting it to the septic. The home was on a private well, but now it's on city water.
District 3 water.
And then here's one that just kind of shows the dimensions of the lots. Then I had a couple pictures thrown in here. She's going to rent it as a one-bedroom tiny home, so her maximum occupancy then would be 4. Parking would be for 2.
You got a better picture of that, Scott?
What's the access there?
Right to Honeysuckle. I mean, right now the only access is the driveway. I have some real good pictures in the public hearing.
Okay.
Around the back and different direction. Yeah.
But that's what I have. I see a road to it right now.
No, and I talked to her about a separate drive, and I stood at this unit looking out towards the road. And right in here, there's just a little, I'm assuming Honeysuckle's your road. Randy, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. But there could be a separate parking drive area here because she uses a garage. But that's all I have.
Anybody got any questions?
Have you talked with your neighbors?
Yes, I submitted a list that I have 17 different homeowners, tenants, who are in favor of it. There was only one person who was not in favor. He lives directly behind me. He's an older gentleman, and I asked the reason why, and he said he felt too boxed in. He wasn't excited about a buffer being put back there, because I told him we'd have probably a privacy fence. Scott had talked to me about that. But he's directly behind the house.
On each side of your lot, those people were?
All my other neighbors, they're the ones who came to me and said, what are you going to do with the little house? We hope you do it as a rental. We have a lot of family who, you know, would like to come and rent it so they can be close to them. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do with it. The previous owner, their son, lived there for 2.5 years, even though it didn't have septic and water, which I am putting all that in. It'll be an adorable little place when it's finished. We just closed on it a few weeks ago. The other neighbors, I mean, they're all for it. Everyone I went to, I mean, they just immediately, you know, grabbed my paper wanting to sign it. Now, the people, I think, to the east of me, I'm not real good with directions.
This one here?
On the corner, yes.
Okay.
I talked to them today, and they weren't ready to sign today. I said, does that mean you may sign later? And they said they haven't decided. Their first question, you know, was about rapists. And I told them I'd use Airbnb because I searched their stuff, and they do background checks on everyone who rents through them. And they require profile pictures and that. And if they're suspicious of anyone, they block them. And as a host, I can also require photos and any other information, you know, that I want. And you post your own house rules on their site. Everyone has to agree to those, of course, before they rent. So there wouldn't be any loud noise after 10. No one would be allowed to park any. I mean, we have plenty of space on the other side of the house to park, you know, a boat or campers or whatever. I wouldn't allow any of that. So it would still be a really quiet neighborhood. But I wanted to talk to all the neighbors to make sure they felt comfortable with that and let them know. And I'm right there. I mean, I could throw a stone and hit the porch of the little house. And being right there, my daughter and son-in-law have been working with vacation rentals for the last 3 years. I've been helping my daughter, so I know, you know, how to do all that stuff. And my son-in-law would be available for maintenance if I needed it, so we have everything, you know, really well covered. No one's going to do anything when you're right there. No one's going to do anything anyhow. I mean, you can't feel safe going to church today, you know?
That's your permanent home then?
Yes.
Okay.